Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in the sixth of the seven churches. It's the Church of Philadelphia, and I've named all these churches, beginning with the church at Ephesus. You remember weeks ago we started with that church in Revelation chapter number 2. And it was the careless church, because that was a church that lost their first love. They were busy doing all the things from the outside that people thought they were important, but yet they lost their love for Christ. They were a careless church. Then we remember Smyrna. They were a crowned church. They were one of the two churches that the Lord had nothing bad to say about them. And the other church would be Philadelphia, where we'll look at in just a minute. But he had only good things to say about that small persecuted church at Smyrna. And they were a crown church. The church at Pergamos was the third church we looked at, and they were the compromising church. And perhaps you remember them, that compromising church. Then the church at Thyatira, they were the corrupted church. And let that false teachers and doctrines creep into their church, and there it became corrupted. Even though there were a few members there, that church that held true, and the Lord had commended those members, that they were still faithful to the word. And then last time I was in the pulpit, a couple weeks back, we looked at the church at Sardis, and literally they were a carnal church. The word Sardis comes out of the Greek word sarx, which means flexed. Flesh anyway, that fleshly nature, and they were very carnal. And today is a very, very different kind of church. And of the seven churches, to me, again, this is my own personal opinion, and you know what opinions are like, and I never forget one of the great Bible teachers of my past, when I did go to Bible school, was at Florida Baptist College. His name was Dr. Rick Adams. I'll never forget what he said as a Bible college student. Everybody has opinions. He said, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. And I never forget that statement. But in my opinion, the church at Philadelphia, of the seven churches, they were the one that stood out among all of them, not only because the Lord didn't have anything bad to say about them, but he commended them in so many ways. So let's just begin reading in verse number 7 of Revelation chapter number 3. And again, a reminder of you that all these were local New Testament churches in that first century A.D. They were all located in what we call modern Turkey. And unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, and he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Then verse number 13, he ends with all of these letters to the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now again, just a reminder, when he says what the Spirit saith unto the churches, these letters were meant to be passed around to the seven churches of Asia. And not only to the seven churches, I'm sure they were distributed to the other churches. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So what he said unto the church at Philadelphia, the church at Laodicea, who we're going to look at next week, Lord willing, they read what was eventually what the Lord had to say at church at Philadelphia and vice versa. All these churches were interchanged. The letters were interchanged among the churches, which is important to me in that the Lord expects his churches to work together. Amen, preacher. Okay. We are independent, fundamental, missionary Baptist church, but we are not so independent that we don't work with other churches. Are you following? I know independent churches who are so independent, they don't mess with nobody but themselves, and they do a disservice not just to their church, but to the economy of God by not working together, and whether it's missionaries of being able to go among the churches or just to fellowship and all. So we can see just in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord expected his churches to work together, to communicate together, and not be an island to ourselves. And you get so much here, and that was so much true about the Church of Philadelphia. And I can imagine how encouraging it must have been to where there's churches, Smyrna, or some of these other churches, when they read what was going on at Philadelphia. Not only that, well, if the Lord can do that for them, he could do this for us. So beginning verse number 7, again, it says, unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia. Again, you know, I believe that the word angel here talks about the messenger, the pastor, the elder, the leader of the church, not some Gabriel-type angel or a Michael angel out there, but the leader of that church, the messenger. The man of God was supposed to stand before the church at Philadelphia and read the letter that was written to him from the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you get the context. Unto the angel, write this, and the pastor was supposed to stand before the church. The congregation says, here's what the Lord's telling us. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. Listen up. And then Jesus speaks these words. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true. Before I go any farther, I got to move on. But there is so much here in these two words, the word holy and the word true. The word holy is that word we get the word hagios from. It means separated. Now, the Bible says, be ye holy for I am holy. But really, ultimately, there's only one who is altogether holy. And who is that? God. And here, Jesus is declaring himself to be God, very God. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus does not declare himself to be God. He's done it many times. We've seen it in the past in the book of John and other places where Jesus declared himself to be God. But here in this one short statement, when Jesus says, he that is holy. Now, don't raise your hand. Can anybody here raise their hand and say, I'm holy? I know we want to be holy, and we try to be holy, but we're not holy in that perfect sense yet. Are you following? We're holy in that we're separated from God. Understand that principle. But you see what I'm saying. None of us is holy. Anybody mess up already this morning? Don't raise your hand. Okay. Well, not only he declares himself to be God, he's holy. There's none like him. He also declares himself to be true. Now we got Doug and Danny. They're great. Is Temple not going to be here today? Where? Oh, he's preaching to me. He didn't take Perlita with him. I'm putting a stop to that. I'm kidding. She'll sing up there and enjoy it. Temple's a great guy. From what I understand, what little language I had 1 year of Greek and 6 months, one semester of Hebrew. And that was enough for me. These guys have went on with their studies. God bless them. They're more than I ever know. But I had learned there's two words in the Greek for truth. One is this. That true as opposed to fake, you know, fake, it's untrue. The other word is genuine. In other words, real. It's not, you see the difference? It's not a lie. That's one. If somebody's telling the truth, they're not lying. The other word for truth is that they're real. They're not, they're genuine. Genuine, ever how you want to pronounce that word. The word true here literally means that he's genuine. He's the real thing. I like that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for a special concert. The Kingsmen will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida this Saturday, December the 4th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Come hear the Kingsmen. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.